Top U.S. officials are set to meet with a senior Chinese delegation in Geneva this weekend, marking the highest-level bilateral talks since President Donald Trump imposed sweeping tariffs that sparked an ongoing trade war between the two global powers. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Trade Representative Jamieson Greer will lead the delegation, with China's Vice Premier He Lifeng representing Beijing, both sides confirmed on Tuesday. The meeting, announced amid growing concern over inflation and disrupted supply chains, is viewed as a possible first step toward easing tensions. The White House said the discussions would aim to address long-standing trade imbalances and come as tariffs between the two countries have risen to historic levels, 145% for U.S. duties on Chinese goods and 125% for Chinese tariffs on American products. Bessent described the current situation as isn't sustainable, especially on the Chinese side. He added that the equivalent of an embargo. We don't want to decouple. What we want is fair trade. Trump previously asserted that the U.S. and China were engaged in talks to reduce tariffs, a claim China denied, insisting that any dialogue could only begin if Trump first eased the steep duties he had imposed. China's Ministry of Commerce said the meeting was agreed upon after the Chinese side carefully evaluated the information from the U.S. side and decided to agree to have contact with the U.S. side after fully considering global expectations, Chinese interests and calls from U.S. businesses and consumers, said a ministry spokesperson. However, it warned Beijing would not compromise its principles or global equity in pursuit of any agreement. The talks come as American businesses face rising costs and uncertainty. Many U.S. firms have begun delaying investments and canceling orders from China. Economists have warned that the tariffs are likely to be passed on to consumers, contributing to price hikes in food, housing, and vehicles, a growing burden as recession risks mount. Wendy Cutler, a former U.S. trade official and now vice president at the Asia Society Policy Institute, said the Geneva meeting was a welcome development, but cautioned against expecting quick results. As the first face-to-face meeting between senior U.S. and Chinese officials since Trump's inauguration, it's an important opportunity to have initial talks on unwinding some tariffs, mapping out a path forward, as well as raising concerns, Cutler said. We should not expect any quick victories. This will be a process that will take time.